In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When the Son of Man, the Son of God, came into the world, he went out to sow himself amongst us, to sow the Word, the incarnate Word of God, amongst all mankind. Saint Nikolai asks the question, why didn't he just go and cast the seed on the good ground? Why did he cast the seed of his word before all, on all types of ground, knowing that the hard and downtrodden ground and the ground that is thick with thorns would not bear fruit, that only the good ground would bear fruit? St. Nikolai says that it is because, first of all, if he did otherwise, it would not be fair to all mankind. St. Paisios of Mount Athos says that inside of us there is gold in each one of us, however it may be hidden. More in some, less in others. Good ground in some, in plenty. Maybe less good ground in others. Fertile ground that is already supporting a lot of vegetation of this world, interlaced with thorns. But he casts his word into all of us, because all of us are created in his image and likeness. All of us are created to be like him, however trodden down the ground in us may be, however many thorns may be growing there, however rocky the ground may be. The life inside of us is meant to be the life of paradise. And so he casts his seed to all men. When I think of the thorny ground, it's hard for me not to remember something that I experienced as a child. Back beyond our house, over the fence that I kind of wasn't supposed to climb, but my parents knew I did and they knew where I went, so I kind of could go. It was like one of those rules that is only applied after you get in trouble. I knew I had to really be careful. So I would go out across the field and down the hill, and there was a wooded area that was filled with overgrowth, filled with honeysuckle vines, mixed in with thorns of some sort. You couldn't just walk into the honeysuckle or beat it down with the stick that I brought for that purpose. You had to deal with those thorns as well. And out in the middle of that honeysuckle patch, there was an open space. Why was there an open space out in the midst of the honeysuckle patch? I had to find out, of course. And so I took a strong stick and began to beat my way out to that open space, made a path through the undergrowth. And finally, I reached that open space and I found that it was a large, barren, flat rock. Nothing could grow there. There were a few cracks and crevices here and there, where small saplings, because there were lots of seeds available, had tried to take root, but they would die. They would not be able to get more than a few inches above the rock. But it was a grand place to be, in the center of all that vegetation. Nothing above me but the sky and the trees around the area. And I could lay down on the rock and look up into the sky and be surrounded on all sides by green. And when I stood, I looked and I could see the trees, each one, close grown up to their trunks, with the honeysuckle vines and all of the briars. And I began to beat my way to the largest tree. And once I got there, I had brought pieces of wood that I could nail into the trunk of the tree and make a ladder and climb up into the tree. And once into the tree, as far up as I could go, I could see the fields of corn and pasture, the good ground. It wasn't my good ground. My place was there in the center of that patch of honeysuckle and thorns, but the paths were mine. And I made paths from one tree to the other so that I could pass from one place to another. And that place became my place. And I would come home exhausted, hot, tired, all scratched up, and very happy. "How did you get so scratched up?" my mother would want to know. "Oh, I just got into some pricker bushes." Now that we are adults, there are hard paths beaten down within us, each one from some great passion to another great passion, and we pound them again and again each day. And our lives are made up largely of devotion to these passions and desires, attempting to establish ourselves in the midst of the thicket that is within us. But it doesn't have to be that way. Every thicket is meant to be a garden. It may never be fields, huge expanses, a pasture. It may never support great growth of life-giving food for others. Some have great expanses of good ground within them. God brings them into the world so that we might not starve. And then there are those trees. How are we to make our way within ourselves? So much more difficult than beating down the bushes to make paths in the midst of a thicket out in the world. Daily prayer is like a stick, a walking stick, that we place one time after another each time we make a step. Each time as we walk daily through the world, it keeps us from slipping on the rocks. It keeps us from falling down. It has to be used regularly because the terrain of this world outside and especially inside is a dangerous terrain. And if we happen to come upon some thicket within ourselves, then we need to beat our way through the thicket to the nearest great tree. Because those trees are those who, when we turn to them, enable us to climb up into their branches and see further than we could ever have imagined being able to see. The first great tree that I discovered on my path to the Orthodox faith was Mother Maria Gissi. She was a nun who died in 1977, just about the time that I was searching. Her brief little books were exactly what I needed at the time. And a relationship was established between my mind and my heart, and her mind and her heart, between my soul and her soul. She was a tree that I could climb up high and see further than I had ever been able to see before. Metropolitan Anthony Bloom is another such tree. St. Nikolai Velimirovic is another such tree. The more such trees we have in our lives so that we can beat paths to them, the more we are able to see beyond the beaten down paths of one passion to another that dominate our lives. The list of trees of great spiritual inspirers of our lives will be different for each of us. They are always there. We can point them out to one another. There is a great tree. I have climbed into its branches. I have been able to see more than I had ever been able to see before. Of course, it takes humility to realize that we are only standing in their branches, that we have not achieved the heights that they have achieved. We must humbly climb down and work our own garden. Thickets are meant to be gardens. We have to use all of the strength that we can to clear as much ground as we can for now, not trying to clear more ground than we can deal with, but humbly clearing the ground so that we are ready to receive the seeds that are cast everywhere. If there is no good soil open to God, how can we ever grow from within ourselves? How can the seed of Christ ever take root in our hearts? And if we live lives that are lives of traveling from one passion to another along the beaten paths, our lives will be empty and bitter. We may see trees around us and be amazed by them, how wonderful they are, But we forget that we are meant to take root and grow ourselves. We are meant to help others, lift others up as we are lifted up by those who inspire us. Our Lord is casting the word of his presence every day, but especially when we come to the divine liturgy and we have prepared ourselves, prepared the ground to approach him. The better we have prepared, the better we are able to see and receive the seed of his word in the gospel readings that we hear, the better we are able to receive his life as he gives himself to us. But it takes our own effort to deal with the thickets and the vices within us. Every vice, every passion must be dug out, root and branch, and replaced each one by its own virtue. The things that plague us again and again are the very things that need to be replaced by the opposite virtue. That virtue then can grow and take root in us. There is no vice that is meant to be natural and born throughout our lives. If we clear the ground, God's seed will take root, and a vice will become a virtue because he has given the seed of his own life to us. This is our spiritual calling, to till the earth within us, to make our inner lives into a place of joy and sanctuary and peace and compassion for others, to make each of us into a place of peace and shade and refreshment for all of those who need to find some place of sanctuary from this hostile world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.